at Scorching Wave 97.10.
Welcome to Travel World Radio News. I'm Yoav Saralbo.
WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested, see what, if anything, we can get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for two more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business. And we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes, the Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee, coordinate all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board. Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Ross for WLBC News.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car. And sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
We'll find temperatures a bit less frigid and will bring a few snow flurries to the tri-states. Hi, I'm Jack Root, and it looks like a grand time for you to grab a friend and head for your favorite ski resort. Conditions are reported as excellent at Michigan's Upper Peninsula, ski resorts like Big Powderhorn, Indian Head, and Blackjack. Cross-country skiers and snowmobilers will also be able to enjoy the trails of these areas. We hear the deepest bases are presently enjoyed by Shoosh Mountain and Nubs Knob, where the figures quoted are 80 to 86 inches. Boeing Mountain and Boeing Highlands, they've got 76 inches of base with all the cross-country trails open too. Crystal Mountain and Sugarloaf, they're reporting 68 and 66 inches with their cross-country trails tracked and groomed also. Shanty Creek, bases are reported at 38 inches. Call ahead if you plan to cross-country ski at Grand Traverse. Cannonsburg and Timber Ridge, they're both enjoying good ski conditions, bases over 50 inches. Good skiing will be found at Swiss Valley, where the bases are reported up to 40 inches, and Bittersweet have 35 inches of base. Mount Brighton and Mount Holly in southeastern Michigan, they're expecting good crowds this weekend. They report a 40-inch base. Special events scheduled are NASTAR races and a Kanizel Championship race at Nubs Knob, a sock hop and a snowboard races at Mount Brighton, a beach party at Cannonsburg, and special rates Sunday at Swiss Valley. Snow Trails in Ohio will also have their ski carnival this weekend. Mount Walwisee in Indiana, they'll also be skiing on bases of 8 to 28 inches. Listen to WoWo Radio for updated ski reports by Jack.
Our weather control is your cholesterol. Sadly, over 1 million Americans suffer heart attacks each year, and high cholesterol is a leading cause. Worse yet, millions of adults who have dangerous cholesterol levels may not even realize they're at risk. Now there's a safe and effective way to lower cholesterol with Cholest Control.
a special blend of all-natural herbs and vitamins that have been proven effective in clinical studies with dramatic results. One woman actually lowered her cholesterol count from a whopping 292 down to 170 in less than a month. Taking prescription drugs for this problem can be expensive and cause harmful side effects. But all-natural cholesterol control is completely safe and available at a fraction of the cost of medication. Don't put yourself at risk. If you're concerned about your cholesterol, get in control with Cholesterol Control. To try Cholesterol Control risk-free today, call 1-800-643-4056. Cholesterol Control is guaranteed. Call 1-800-643-4056. 1-800-643-4056.
This is WMTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh! Push that button.
Crazy, and we're back. It's Willem Backus and Stephen Bickford with the Travel World Radio Show.
Oh, that was the quickest show we've ever had. It was a theme music. Good morning, Stephen Bickford with Willem Backus, and Travel World is the program here on WNTY AM 990 and across America on the CAB radio network, Travel World in collaboration with CAB. And joining us this morning is Peter Roos. He's the executive director of the Newport Restoration Foundation, Newport, Rhode Island, a very easy weekend getaway destination. We're kind of talking about a lot of weekend getaways today on Travel World for many of our listeners throughout the Northeast. Good morning and welcome to Travel World, Peter.
Thank you.
Now, what exactly is the Newport Restoration Foundation, and what do you people do with regards to maintaining and holding on to some of America's heritage?
Well, Newport has just a fantastic collection of houses from the 17th, 18th, and 19th century. And the foundation, which was founded back in 1968, was really founded to protect Newport's 18th century heritage, and we own a little over 80 houses here in Newport that are all 18th century and early 19th century houses. And then we have this one very spectacular late 19th century house, which was Doris Duke's house in Newport, and that was Rough Point, which was actually built in 1891 for Frederick Vanderbilt, a member of the Vanderbilt family that built several houses here.
Now, that just recently opened to the public. It's quite a unique museum experience.
Yes, it really is, and I think one of the things that makes it most special is that Doris Duke, who inherited her wealth from her father, who founded fortunes in both tobacco and electricity, thought of this house as she collected things for it, that she decided that it was going to be a museum when she passed away. And so when you go into the house today, it's exactly as she left it, and that's very unusual in a historic house.
Now, what type of exhibits would one see if they visit Rough Point?
Well, she collected European fine and decorative arts in this house. She had wonderful paintings. She also collected Oriental porcelain. So you can see artists with the names of Renoir, Reynolds, Gainsborough, some of the best-known names in European art from the 18th and 19th century are represented in the house. And we also have a changing exhibit gallery, and this year we're going to be doing our first changing exhibit, which is going to be Doris Duke's jewelry, and I think it's going to be fabulous.
Now, what exactly is going to be in that exhibit? Because I'm looking here, it's all that glitters is gold, diamonds, and sapphires.
Yes, we've actually come up with a firm exhibit title now, which is Gems of the East and West. And as many wealthy people did, she accumulated some really fascinating gems and jewelry. And the collection that we're going to be showing is fascinating because it's both Western jewelry, things by Cartier. There's a diamond ring that has an emerald-cut stone of almost 20 carats in it. There's a late 19th century necklace that has 1,540 diamonds in it, although most of them are very small. And then there's fantastic things that she collected. She was very interested in jewelry from India. So a large component of the collection is Indian jewelry, and that's quite fascinating as well.
So it's over 100 pieces, and it spans pretty well 100 years of collections.
Absolutely. She was not the only person who was collecting this. Some of this is her mother's jewelry, and some of the pieces that really are the ones that we would identify as the big sparkling diamond set pieces were really her mother's pieces. So there's a wonderful tiara in that collection, which actually has been on exhibit in other museums before because it's quite fabulous. But there's a very broad range. It represents not only Doris Duke's interests in her exotic interest in Indian jewelry, but it represents her family's history as well, and that's quite interesting too.
Now, this exhibit is included in the regular admission price.
Yes, when you come to the house, you get the house tour, and then the jewelry exhibit is at the end of the house tour, and you're welcome to stay as long as you like and look through the exhibit. And we actually do a rather unusual system here where we ferry people out to the house. There's no public parking out at the house.
Which actually is a very good idea, because a lot of times you go to a museum or an attraction such as this, and it's the traffic jams that turn a lot of people off. So you're being very cognizant of maintaining the atmosphere and the quality of life in the neighborhood.
Absolutely. We want to take care of you from start to finish. So,
now, this exhibit opens beginning of May.
Yes. The house itself opens on April 12th, but the museum exhibit will open on the 8th of May, so about 3 weeks after our regular season starts, and the exhibit runs through the 30th of September, although the house will remain open afterwards for about another month and a half.
Now, tickets are $25.
Correct.
And how can somebody get a ticket? Should they reserve in advance or just show up in Newport and maybe find out that it's too busy and they can't see the exhibit that day?
Well, there are two ways. Most of our tickets are purchased at the Gateway Center here in Newport, which is the information center. And their phone number is 845-9130, if I'm not mistaken. If you want to reserve ahead in about a month, you will be able to do that online at our website, which is newportrestoration.com.
Oh, okay, newportrestoration.com, and of course there'll be a link from our show's website, twc.ca, over to yours after this show, so people using our show's website as a listener resource can find out more about it. Now, how long should somebody plan, if they're visiting for a day or a weekend, should plan to spend at Rough Point?
Well, the house tour itself takes about an hour. We expect that people may remain in the exhibit for another half an hour or so, so it's about an hour and a half. But you are welcome to walk the grounds afterwards and leave as you please. So it's really a very leisurely tour. I'd suggest that somebody put aside about 2 hours for it.
And, of course, Newport is a great place to visit for a weekend getaway, within a few hours' drive pretty well of any place in the Northeast.
Yes, it's we're only about an hour and a half from Boston, and we're only about 4 hours from New York, and about 2.5 hours from Hartford. So there's really a lot of different ways to get here, and it's not far away from anywhere.
And some great restaurants there, great shopping,
good beaches,
variety of accommodations. You've got it all in the area. So of course, Rough Point just adds that one extra special element.
Absolutely. To
the weekend. And we're looking here at your website. What a beautiful, beautiful house, and it really represents a bygone era, an era that maybe we'll never see again in North America.
It really does. It's most of the big houses of the late 19th century in Newport were very large by our standards today, and at times in the past 100 years have been viewed as real white elephants. Rough Point itself is not the largest of the houses, although it's in the top third or quarter probably, but it still has 39,000 square feet of space if you include the basement and the attic.
Now, when did Newport actually start to become sort of a getaway for the rich and famous?
Well, interestingly enough, you can date it back almost to the 1720s, when folks from down south, from the Carolinas, used to come up to Newport to get away from the summer heat down south. And wealthy planters would come up here and conduct their business over the course of the summer. So we really sort of count ourselves as a summer retreat going back over 200 years. But
why don't we continue that discussion after we take a short break here on Travel World? We're talking to Peter Ruse and the Newport Restoration Foundation. We'll continue.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World.
Travel World Radio Show.
Lawrence and Mount Royal. Then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business and leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal. Your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal. Giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time.
Back to sports probably means back to school or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Children are our most precious citizens, our joy, and our future. Hi, this is Patty Rowland. In 1996, 9-year-old Amber Hagen was playing near her home when she was abducted and later found murdered. When a child disappears under suspicious circumstances, it doesn't affect just the family, it affects all of us. The Connecticut Amber Plan is designed to quickly alert citizens of a non-family abduction and enlist them in their search efforts. An Amber Alert is activated by utilizing the Emergency Alert System, getting information out quickly through broadcast stations across Connecticut. Because of the small size of our state and the likelihood of a suspect fleeing our borders in a short amount of time, it is essential to send critical information to you in a timely manner. The Connecticut Amber Plan, designed to quickly alert our citizens of a non-family abduction and enlist them in the search efforts. Hopefully, we will never need to activate Connecticut's Amber Plan, but this station has put it in place to protect the future of our children.
This is WNJY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
Welcome back to Travel World Radio Network, CAB Radio across America via satellite this Saturday morning. Talking today with Peter Ruse, the Executive Director of the Newport Restoration Foundation, whose Rough Point Estate, Doris Duke's former estate in Newport, has recently opened to the public and offers a unique museum experience. Now, Peter, we were just talking before the break about how Newport developed as a getaway destination for the rich and famous in the 1800s.
Yes, and really during the 19th century, an awful lot of people started coming here in the 1850s who were artists and writers and poets, and they started to popularize through their paintings and their writings just how beautiful Newport was, and they were kind of the popular culture of their day, and people started to catch on that Newport was a nice place to go where there weren't factories and the smoke of the Industrial Revolution, and Newport really caught on. And by the heart of the Gilded Age in the 1880s and 1890s, it was really New York's wealthy people that were coming here, starting with Mrs. Astor, and they started to really build up big houses, and it was a very show-off kind of wealth. It was very much a display of conspicuous consumption, if you will. And in the 1890s, they started to really build large European-style palatial mansions, things that literally had about an acre of floor space in them, and on relatively small sites and all overlooking the ocean. And this became one of the country's real premier resorts. This and Saratoga Springs and New York were the two big getaway places during the Gilded Age.
And people would travel around the world in order to furnish these mansions. They would go to Europe for months on a time and bring back furnishings and artifacts, one trying to outdo the other.
Absolutely. They had a wealth which we see in the likes of people like Bill Gates today, and they were very convinced of their position as America's aristocracy, and they were, when they built these houses, they were showing that, they were indicating that that was their station in life. And so many of these houses, when you look at them, you almost feel as if you're in Europe, as they were trying to show that's what they were.
They were the castles of America of that age.
They
were the castles of America.
Absolutely.
During that age.
They were very much America's aristocracy and America's castles, and have been called that on numerous occasions.
Now, sort of, I guess it would be after the Second World War, that time frame that Newport kind of didn't really fall out of favor, but this wealth sort of dissipated, and people moved on, the families broke up, that they weren't coming there as often, and of course, a lot of destinations that were popular 100 years ago, they fell by the wayside, but a concerted effort was made in Newport to preserve these buildings and not just demolish them and build a new Kmart on the site.
Absolutely. It really goes all the way back to 1914 with the beginning of the income tax that Newport started to decline. But by the 1950s, a lot of these big houses were abandoned. In some cases, you could just walk off the street and go and see what they looked like inside because the families weren't using them, weren't paying any attention to them. And it was really through a lot of luck and some local perseverance that Newport built itself back up as a resort destination and as a place where tourists wanted to visit. And the houses, interestingly enough, became very much a part of that. And today, very few people would visit Newport without seeing at least one or two of the big houses.
I think that's what people, they hear the destination Newport, Rhode Island, and the first thing that comes to mind are the grand houses.
Absolutely, and there are a number of them that are still around. A few of them were torn down, so you'll drive down Bellevue Avenue, and here and there you'll see a shopping center or a block of apartments, but a great many of them still exist, and the bulk of them are still private homes. It gives Bellevue Avenue a feeling not only of being a place where you can go and see a museum, but of being a place where these big houses are still occupied and it's still very much a residential area as well. It gives it a very unique character.
You get that feeling that you're still part of a vibrant community. It is not a large theme park amusement site that, looking back, a historical park, people are still living there and
Yes, there's nothing artificial about the atmosphere. It's very real.
And that's one thing that I think captures people's imagination and attention. They can feel for at least a couple of hours when they go through one of these estates like Doris Duke's Rough Point that they are actually in that time and age and maybe transplant themselves from the day-to-day worries that go on today.
And that's very, it's a very important point that you bring up, and it's something that we really try and capture at Rough Point. We try and keep our tours very small. There's only 12 people on a tour, and one of the remarks that a lot of people have made to us is that they do feel that it's still a private home, and it's almost like visiting somebody's private home rather than going to a house museum. We try to keep that intimate feel within the house. It's a very important part of the tour for us.
Well, I think that is very interesting because the small group size, people can ask questions, they can interact, they can, they're not lost in the crowd and feel like they're on a 40-person bus tour and one of a number.
Exactly so. And it's a house that, unlike some of the other big houses in Newport, was built just a little bit earlier than them. So although some of the rooms are huge and I could fit my whole house into the music room, some of them are quite small and feel very intimate. And interestingly enough, those were some of Doris Duke's favorite rooms in the house, were the small, intimate ones, not the big, grand ones.
Well, she was a very unique lady all of her own.
Yes, she was. She had many, many interests. She left behind quite an enormous estate, which is now the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation that funds medical research and the environment and performing arts and prevention of child abuse. But she left behind three sites, one that's going to be an outdoor site, and that's Duke Farms down in New Jersey. And you can still, at this point, even though the bulk of it isn't open yet, you can go down and tour the greenhouses there. She also left her house in Hawaii, which is quite exotic in a different way from Rough Point, and that's in Honolulu, and that's Shangri-La, and through the Honolulu Academy of the Arts, that can be toured as well.
And she didn't die that many years ago.
Ten 93.
Years, so, you know, it's still somebody sort of within our time frame that we can relate to. This is an era that we can still sort of overlap with the present, brings the past and the present together.
Absolutely. And that's another thing that's interesting to me about Rough Point is that it not only represents the Gilded Age in Newport, when people tour it, we say this is a house of the 1980s, which was the last period that she was there. She last left in 92. So it's a very recent house in some ways, although it's a very old house in other ways. It really it crosses over time periods.
Now, as we come up to the half-hour break and we have to leave you and go on to the next guest, what would be your one thing that really you appreciate most about Rough Point? The one thing that you find the most unique or what really captures your interest?
I think it is that time capsule aspect. When you walk in, the matchbooks are still in the ashtrays, the fires are still laid. And it's not that we've set it up that way, it's just that's the way it was left. You can rest assured that even though you won't go into the closets, the clothes are still in them. It very much has the feel of a place that someone just walked out of, and yet it's an extraordinary house filled with extraordinary things and very worth seeing.
Yeah, I can certainly recommend it. If you're down in the Newport, Rhode Island area this spring, summer, fall, drop by because, of course, you have that exhibit going on with the of Diamonds and Moguls Jewelry of Doris Duke and going on with the 100 years of, what is the exact title of the exhibit that you've now settled on?
Gems of the East and West, the Jewelry of Doris Duke.
Oh, and that's included in the admission fee, $25 for tickets. For more information on purchasing tickets for Rough Point at the Newport Gateway Center, call 401-845-9130. Or you can check out on the internet, www.newportrestoration.com for all of the details as we come up to half past the hour on Travel World, continuing on after with more weekend getaway destinations. Talking this morning with Peter Roos, the Executive Director of the Newport Restoration Foundation. Thank you for joining us, Peter.
Thank you.
And have a great summer and hope all the best and success with the exhibit. And, of course, coming up after the break, William Chalmers, Great Escape 2003. Last year we talked to him about Great Escape 2002. So let's see what we're going to talk about this year. What's on the Great Escape route? You're listening to Travel World. I'm Stephen Pickford.
Am I done?
Yep, we're just going to the break now.
All right. Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The hell is a banshee?
Seek help. Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun. It's a great exercise and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner.
Next gift we
at Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you. Weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m. and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Welcome to Travel World Radio News. I'm Yoav Saralbo. The Transportation Security Administration this week accepted plans on how pilots should be armed and trained. Pilots and co-pilots will receive 48 hours of training to use a .40 caliber semi-automatic pistol. The guns would be held in a holster during the flight. Pilots would only be permitted to use them to defend the cockpit. Several thousand pilots have applied for the training, but only 48 will be trained. Civil liberty groups are objecting the government's plan for a new system that would check background information. The new plan will also assign a threat level to everyone who buys a ticket for a commercial flight. The American Civil Liberties Union sees the potential for invasion of privacy and for database mix-up that could lead to innocent people being branded security risks. Hooters Air will take flight on March 6 with an introductory offer of $99 for service between Atlanta and Myrtle Beach. Service from Newark to Myrtle Beach will begin March 20th. For the Travel World Radio Network, I'm Yoav Saralbo.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Robie generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles, sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Robie generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers, 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
This is WLJY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
And welcome Welcome back to Travel World with Stephen Pickford this morning across America via satellite. And on the line with us now is William Chalmers, travel book author and winner of a previous Race Around the World. And he's got Great Escape 2003 lined up for the month of April. And we talked to Bill last year during our morning drive segments on this station about Great Escape 2002. What's lined up for 2003, Bill?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me. Well, it's our second annual event, and we take folks on a blind date with the world, a global scavenger hunt for 3 weeks, and at the end of the day, we crown the world's greatest traveler. We go from Los Angeles to New York. We go the long way, not the short way, and we're going to visit at least 10 countries on 4 continents, and everybody's very excited right now.
Now, how do you set it up? What exactly is involved in a scavenge?
Well, first of all, it's a huge jigsaw puzzle for us, the organizers and promoters. And right now, there's a few pieces under the couch and underneath the rug. But we're getting it all together, and it's a mammoth project. The whole world is our game board. And what happens is that we arrive in a destination that we'll be visiting for anywhere from 48 to 72 hours. And while we're there, we give each one of the teams, there are 25 teams of two competing, we give each of the teams a list of scavenges that they need to try to ferret out, try to find the clues and try to answer the questions and visit strange sites and do strange things in strange parts of the world. And as we do this, it's a collective amount of doing the scavengers. You get points for your scavengers, and then the team that has the most points ends up winning the event and becomes the world's greatest travelers.
This is the ultimate in, we have reality television these days, this is the ultimate in actual reality.
This is reality, yes. I live, unfortunately, in Santa Monica, and we have the producer du jour call us about being involved in those, and that isn't something we're real interested in. We're interested in actual reality, doing things unscripted, not making fun of our teams or the destinations they're going to. And plus, there's a great cause event to this. We raise money through this event for charities, for Doctors Without Borders and CARE and UNICEF, and we feel good about what we're doing long term. It is the only actual travel adventure competition in the world. It's kind of like for the travel savvy, like Echo Challenges for the triathlete.
Now, you're spreading goodwill at the same time, doing a good deed, and introducing people to different parts of the world. Cultural exchange, it's a great thing to do.
It is a great thing to do. Our motto after last year's event, which was wonderful, trying to get the first one going, and we had such a great time. Our new motto is Trusting Strangers in Strange Lands. And as you know, a lot of the more travel-savvy folks know, the world is a huge, huge place. You know, when we get out there in the world, we really try to get people away from their noses stuck in guidebooks. They'll still see, of course, the great wow sights of the world where we're going. But really, we want them to get out there and trust strangers in strange lands, visit markets, try new things, do things. And it's very much of an interactive, authentic adventure.
And to show people that while safety has to be their concern, it is still safe to travel the world.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the wonderful things about our trip is that we attract real travelers, people who have been around the block a few times. They've done the Caribbean, they've done Mexico, they've done Hawaii and Europe, and they've done a lot of other places. And they know that there's 196 countries in the world. And, you know, I don't have Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, North Korea, and a few others on the list of places to go to, and there's still 190 out there to go visit.
Now, there's some places that they can just stay clear of the hot spots and visit the other places where there's so much to learn and participate in. Now, how do you select these people? What do they have to do to be part of these teams?
Well, thank you for asking that. First thing we do is we let them know about our website, and our website is globalscavengerhunt.com. That's globalscavengerhunt.com, or they can contact us in the Los Angeles area in Santa Monica at 310-264-1983. That's 310-264-1983. What we do is we walk them through it. We try to get people to apply. Right now we've had applications from over 25 countries. Over 300 people have applied. And then we interview folks, and we find out what kind of travel they actually have done, and to make sure that they'll make a good cocktail for our group. And then we let them know about all the other issues and how to make this happen for themselves. They will need to get a visa that we know before we're leaving. So that's the only destination they'll actually know where we're going, and that's because one of those places doesn't allow you to get a visa at the door. And that's pretty much it. We help them do everything else. The local media likes the story because it's a local story where there's some local people going around the world on an international event, and they're raising money for good causes, and they want to become the world's greatest traveler.
They participate by making a donation to the cause, but that donation includes their airfare and their hotels and a portion of their meals.
Yeah, exactly. What we do is we kind of ask people to make it's an entry fee. And the entry fee covers all their international airfare, 23 nights in great hotels around the world. Last year it covered about 40-45% of meals. We have a lot of special events. And that basically is a donation to the foundation. And then what is left over, of course, goes to the great charities that we do. And then a lot of folks actually raise money for some local charities. We try to make it as easy for them as possible. And then depending on how active they are, much of the contribution that they make can be tax deductible. Obviously, they need to talk to their tax advisor, but yeah.
These are teams of two people, so if somebody is a single and they say, I'd love to do it, but I don't know anyone, or all my friends are wimps and want to stay home and watch TV all day, how do they participate? Do you have a procedure that somebody who...
Yes, we do, and actually we're really good at this, and we were real surprised last year. Very interesting enough, the two gals that ended up winning the event, one was a travel writer who kept calling us from all different spots of the world before the event, and the other gal was an import-exporter, and she kept calling us from all these, and we got talking to these two, and, you know, Pamela in our office and myself, you know, these two gals are going to make great team, and we teamed them up, and they ended up winning the event. So we do attempt to mix people up with folks of their same sex, of their same liking and ilk, if possible, from their own city. We get a lot of singles who want to go, and so far, knock on wood, we've got a great record of mixing people together. But even though they apply and they are singles, and we, for whatever reason, we cannot hook them up with someone else, they're not on the hook for anything. They're not obligated to do anything, and we'd love to have them on board, and maybe next year they'll have a teammate for them. But so far, we've been able to match everybody up.
Now, if somebody wins, what exactly do they get? What is the prize involved in winning?
Well, when we have all 25 teams, we have prize money of $100,000. So $50,000 is for the first place team, $25,000 for the second, $15,000 for the third place team. And then the winners become crowned for the year the world's greatest travelers. And we have wonderful trophies. We have wonderful things for all the teams that participate. And everyone enjoys it. And it's interesting what competition does to these international travel savvy folks. It really brings out the best in them and the worst sometimes, but money's a funny thing when you put it on the table in front of people.
Now, how long is this round-the-world journey going to take? It begins April 25th.
Yes, we leave from the West Coast on April the 25th, and then we arrive back on the East Coast on May the 17th. So it's a full three weeks around the world, which is, interesting enough, the biggest stumbling block for Americans getting on board, because can you believe it? We don't get 3 weeks off like the rest of the folks of the world. And so it's three full weeks, and we visit, like I said, at least 10 countries on four continents, and we go to a lot of off-the-beaten-path places, and but the air is very seamless. Last year, a total, we only had 8 flights going around the world over 3 weeks, and that wasn't too bad. We had no connection flights, and so we've really tried to make it a great event. I go on the event, and I've been traveling a long time and been to over 100 countries. I try to make this as seamless as possible for everybody so they have such a great experience.
Now, the application deadline is fast approaching.
We're getting close to it, yeah. You know, there's still a lot of time. We've got the whole month in front of us, but it's fastly approaching. We are not sold out yet. We're getting a lot closer than we were last year, which is great, and we're very excited about it. And, you know, our folks, despite the gloom and doom forecasts in our media and 24/7 fear mongers, you know, our folks know that it's a big world out there. We're not going to take them anywhere that we wouldn't go. I have a 7-year-old that I intend on coming back and visiting or being with, and so we're getting close to that deadline.
Well, it sounds like a great time will be had by y'all based on the success last year of Great Escape 2002 and, of course, Great Escape 2003 coming up next month, April 25th to May 18th. Still time to sign up, minimum donation, and then that'll include your airfare, first-class hotels, portion of your meals, and may be tax-deductible. So get in touch with the people at www.globalscavengerhunt.com. William Chalmers, travel book author and organizer of Great Escape 2003. All the best for a successful run around the world this year.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Glad to have you this morning on Travel World. Stay listening.
Across America via satellite.
Thundering the Banshees.
The hell is a Banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
So keep on rocking me, baby.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Across America, satellite.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day.
And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic zone. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
WLTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a
Welcome back to Travel World. I'm Stephen Pickford, working for the weekend. Weekend getaways, the theme. And I'm here today with Phil Foran, Vice President of Product Development at WebTrip, a new online travel site specializing in short-stay vacations. Phil, welcome to Travel World, and tell us a bit more about your company, WebTrip.
Oh, thank you for inviting me to talk to you this morning. As you said, Stephen, WebTrip, it's a new internet travel agency that specializes in packages, very exciting getaways. They're short-stay packages, mostly weekends, from Thursday to Sunday. And we are a licensed agency based in Montreal, Canada. We're members of the Montreal Better Business Bureau, and we're backed by an international electronic financial services company with special expertise in the internet travel industry. So we always invite our interested clients to check out our packages on our website, and that is, of course, WebTrip.us. Or they can call us at our 1-800 number, 421-8254.
Phil, what about your people, the people behind this project?
Well, really, that's our strength, Steve. Several of us who are in the company have more than 30 years of experience in all aspects of the travel business. And, of course, our agents all have been professionally trained. Example, my background, of course, covers the airline industry, travel agencies, tour operators. I've even spent some time instructing students in the travel and tourism industry. And our general manager, of course, has over 35 years of travel management experience with agencies, with tour operators, hotels, and government. So we've got a good complement of skills which mesh very well for our niche market, which is, of course, weekend getaways.
Why did WebTrip choose to specialize in short-stay vacations?
Well, we go back to our industry experience. What we have discovered over the years is that the vast majority of our clients are moving away from the extended stay type vacation. Instead, they're opting to take several short vacations throughout the year. And this really isn't surprising, since more and more you have two income households than ever before. And as people are pressed with time and it becomes more difficult to arrange for vacations at the same time, most people can, in fact, get away for long weekends or several short trips during the year. And the best way for spouses to spend some quality time together, have a good time or get a break from their routine and come back refreshed, is to take some of these small mini vacations. So the getaways are great for groups or friends or anyone who just wants to get away for a weekend and have some fun.
What makes WebTrip's mini packages special?
Well, we're excited about what we offer. People, of course, want a weekend getaway. One of the things that they do request is that they don't have the time to spend researching their destination to find out where they can go and eat, what they can do, what tours they can take. They don't really have the time to bother with the details of that sort. So their time is very limited at this destination, and they want to make the most of it. That's where WebTrip.us comes in. We give them more than just the hotel and air. We give them a good choice of dining possibilities, activities, tours. So they can take whatever they'd like to do, and they don't have to wonder what they're going to do when they get to destinations. So we offer a complete package that makes it simple and fun for them.
Can you give us a few examples, Phil?
Sure, Stephen. First of all, I'd like to point out that our site and our offerings are continuously evolving. We're always adding new packages and new destinations based on the seasons and around activities and events. So people should constantly be visiting the site, the WebTrip.us, on a regular basis so that they can see these changes as they take place. We know people choose specific destinations for a specific reason, so we design our packages around that. For example, for the summer, you'll find a Montreal Jazz Festival package. It's not on the site yet, but you will see it on the site very shortly. Packages for Quebec City, Toronto, Niagara Falls. Canada's on sale for the Americans, of course, because the Canadian dollar, trading at approximately 50% discount to the U.S. dollar, it really makes it so that Americans can't afford not to come to Canada. And right now, as an example, we have a romantic Montreal package for three nights in a charming boutique-style hotel. It includes dinner, two excellent French restaurants, a deluxe sightseeing tour of Montreal, admission to the Olympic Tower, the Biodome, Botanical Gardens, and the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts, plus a Montreal Harbor Cruise. And all this for only $299 per person, including taxes and meal gratuities. Now, that's what I call real value. And, of course, if you like to ski, we have a super deal at one of Quebec's finest ski destinations, Mont Tremblant. You stay in an all-suite boutique hotel with pool, spa, and a fitness center. Three-night packages start there at approximately $120 per person. Or you can take our three-day cruise to the Bahamas from Orlando. Or hit the beach at a super club in Jamaica. So we're constantly updating our website at webtrip.us with these and other specials.
Now, what other destinations do you offer?
Well, other destinations such as New Orleans, San Francisco, the Pocono Mountains, Las Vegas, with more being added all the time. And we'll soon be offering our vacation packages at three price points, the economy, deluxe, and luxury for every destination. So there'll be something for every pocketbook. Depending on where you're flying from, we've got three-night packages starting from as low as $199 per person.
I guess the best place for people to find out about your latest and greatest weekend getaways is to check out your website at WebTripUS, right?
Absolutely. And as I said earlier, we're designing new and exciting packages all the time, appropriate for the season and for specific events and activities. We'll soon be publishing a regular newsletter online and by email to alert people of our newest packages. And as soon as this becomes available, of course, you will see that and note it on our website, Trip, webtrip.us site. The newsletter will feature special deals for subscribers only, including contests and surprise bonuses.
So something really special to sign up for. Now, I hear WebTrip has nabbed some opening week tickets to Celine Dion's new blockbuster show at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
Yes, this was quite a coup for us. We've even got a limited number of sold-out performance tickets for the first week of her concert, including the two opening VIP nights on March 25th and 26th, which are virtually impossible to find. This first week from March 25th to March 29th will be one of the most spectacular openings ever seen in Las Vegas. Everybody who is anybody in the music world will be there. You want to rub shoulders with stars and celebrities, believe me, March 25th to the 29th is definitely the week to be in Las Vegas, and Celine's show, the one to have seats for. The tickets alone for Celine's opening nights are selling on the internet for up to $3,000 each. That's just for concert tickets. For those dates, we've put together a special all-inclusive package, including air, hotel, and those prize tickets. As I speak, we may already be sold out, but listeners should call our toll-free number, 1-800-421-8254, to get full details and pricing. Any remaining seats will go on the first few callers. Other opening week dates are available on our website or by calling the same number, 1-800-421-8254. And starting March 27th, our Las Vegas getaway with Celine Dion includes three nights in Las Vegas with round-trip airfare, luxurious accommodations, and excellent seats at Celine's show at Caesar's Palace, which is in her brand-new $95 million Coliseum Theater, which was a custom-built theater just for this spectacular event. This Celine opening week package is selling so fast, I'd urge callers to call WebTrip 1-800-421-8254 right away to get on the priority list. From March 27th, depending on which major U.S. city you fly from, the category of hotel you choose and your seating selection at the show are Celine packages starting at just $575 per person.
Now that sounds like an incredible deal.
It is, but that's not all you get with our package. WebTrip also throws in a Las Vegas discount booklet, a $300 value. These coupons are redeemable at many of the finest dining and entertainment venues and casinos in Las Vegas. Matter of fact, for the first 100 people who call the 1-800-421-8254 and book a Celine package, we have a very special bonus coupon book worth $1,200. And like other buy one, get one free booklets, this one gives you some absolutely free dinners, shows, and attractions. Our Celine package is truly a getaway of a lifetime. But that's what WebTrip is all about. Short stays, lifelong memories.
Thanks, Phil, for filling us in on WebTrip. For more information, call WebTrip at 1-800-421-8254 or go to webtrip.us on the internet to find out more about WebTrip weekend getaways. For Travel World, I'm Stephen Pickford. Until next week, happy traveling, everyone.
Take this heart of stone, I just got to head it on.
KJY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie.
Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Okay, thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Community leaders and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what